Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Let's read the Gemara with Amar Rav Huna. It took your sauce. This Vashish, Mashbin also Shua Shana Bishusa. And the Rivski is Amar Huda Amar Rav. Amar Harani Mashalim, Mashbin also Shua Shana Bishusa. Now, according to the Rosh, makes a point, even though Harani Mashalim is marked on the Kefa, but Haknos HaKefil doesn't happen until after the Shvuah. That's Rav Huna's big Chiddush. The two Chiddushim. And very simple. Because if the Haknos HaKefil happened with Harani Mishali, and the Rosh is of the opinion that Baktosis, he's marked the para atzma. At that point, it turns out that there was no gneva from the Rishus Habaylim. Gneva from the Shomer. Funny shvu. What? She says, no. Comes along, Rav Huna, and says, once he's nishba, then he's marked in the cave. Okay. Shemain of Nosimbo. Okay. Morris says, now, Shua Rav Huna could be a derisa, could be the rabbona. Rabbi, if it's a rabbona, so that means at this point he's willing to pay. Willing to pay. There's no reason. Mechayev Meshvu. The whole union of Yeshua is swear a pay. If it's a derisa, why is it derisa? At this point, he owes him the Shvuah. There are three Shvuahs. And here becomes very critical. What is the Iker Shvuah? If the Iker Shvuah is, the Iker Shvuah is Shelo Pashayti Bo, so there's no, as long as he says that I'm paying, there's no mokum to a Shvuah. As the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Shol Shvuos Mashbin also. So if the Iker Shvuah is just Shvuah Pashayti Bo, okay, so he's paying him anyway. If all three Shvuahs are Iker Shvuah, one of them is Ein B'Shusi. If Ein B'Shusi is Iker Shvuah, so at this point, before he pays, yes, it's where Ein B'Shusi. So that we have everything revolving around here, whether this is clearly a drop on him. He hasn't paid yet. It says Harani Mashali. So it's a question, is that itself a payment? Reb Chaim raised the issue. Is that itself a payment? If he can't change my amachayev myself to pay, so paid up already, maybe. Or If it's not a payment, so then it's a question of there's a chiyuv shvua and a bishusa anyway. So whether it's a deraisa drabbanan is going to revolve around this. The Ritva Yishonim brings a machlokas Yishonim. Now, Chayshin Hashem Erev Nosa, Meisri, Malvas Chaver Al Amashke, Ovin Amashke, Lomalom, Sela Hilvi Sicho, Lomba Yevio Sela, Shekel Ho Yeshoven, Lalo Omalo, Kel Sela Hilvi Sani, Sela Ho Yeshoven. So, what happens? So says Rashi. Amasin kol avpi shalhu meshalim kedektoni shilem v'lo rotz lishova mashmin also shvua shena b'susha. So Rashi says it's the shvua of Rav Hon is even if he paid. It's not going on harini meshalim. Even if he paid. Even if he paid. Okay. Why? What does the Lova say? Lova says, I gave you something that's worth a seller. You owe me a seller, and I owe you a seller. So cancel each other out. There's nothing. The Malvin says, no, you owe me you owe me a half a seller. He's a kofar kol. He's a kofar kol. Seller hilvisan alecha. Hilvisicha alav. You gave me hava of a seller. But shekel hayashav. And the lova says the mashkin was worth half. So I owe you half. I owe all my gelas and visan alocher shlosh dinrim. So that's one and a half. Chayv. It's a moda b'mitzvahs. Why? He's moda that the lova is moda. The lova says, I owe you two dinrim. The malva says, you owe me two dinrim. Lova says, I owe you one. It's the shovish kachu shov. Mashalim lo dinah shov. He owes him one. It's more of a mitzvah. Sela hilvisan lov shtayim lo shov. The mashkin is two. Palo oma kel selvisicho lov sela shov pot. Selvisan lov shnayim lo shov. Palo oma lo kel selvisicho. Hey, dinrim hayoshev chayev. So, caution. So, the whole thing is setting up a different mode of b'mitzvahs. Follow the toves hamalves yesedoma v'kosova haytana ma'avo mashkin shemotzochu. Potum and ashvu shenkan ondo shechayev loklo. So, in all of these cases, no one's mentioning shvus v'vhunah. The only question, the only discussion here is a motor b'mitzvahs and not a motor b'mitzvahs. Says the Gemara. Mi nishba. Who takes a shvua? No, Gemara is not saying. When we talk, so sometimes the malv is the motor b'mitzvahs and sometimes the lov is the motor b'mitzvahs. Misha Pikodin, that's the Malva takes the shvu. Why? Shema Yishovaze, because in the case that the Lova is the motor b'mitzvahs, Yishovaze, v'yotze alohas Pikodin. And there's a problem. The Lova will take the shvu. And all of a sudden, the malva will pull out the pikodin. Ahaya. This statement is going on which? So on the pashas of it, when, in case, for instance, let's take a simple case. So let's, where this is going? Ilema Sefer. If it's going on the Sefer, Achiv the Sefer, when the Chiv Sefer is, and the Malva is Chayiv anyway, Tebuk Ledish will Gabe Malvahi. So what's the Bechidish? Roshmul Aresh, my Aresh, a Sefer the Resh. It's going the Sefer of the Resh. Achiv diktoni bereish koy. In case the lova is the motor b'mektsas, and what does that mean? The malva comes and tells him, "You owe me 2 dinarim," and the lova says, "I owe you 1 dinar." So, what's happening there? He's a motor b'mitzvah. Says the Gemara, and says the Mishnah, no, the Malva swears first. Why is the Malva, what shua is the Malva? I mean, you're mahapich the shua on the Malva. Wait a second. Why are you mahapich the shua on the Malva? Shema yotzeh lo aspik kodin. But that doesn't make any sense, l'chora. Why not? Because all of a sudden, so what happens? The Malva's asking the Lova for 2 dinarim. Lova says 1 dinar. He has an opportunity to pater himself. So what does the Malva swear? You owe me 2 dinarim. So he becomes a Nishma Venoto. Because we're afraid, Shema Yotzi Alois Pikodin, so we take the Shua, swing it to the Malva, and give him the ability to take 2 dinarim from the Lova. So, it's a little funny. But wait a second. The Malva says that something happened to it, and I owe you the money. Now we have to make the cheshbon. So why do you have to mahapach the shua from the lova to the malva? According to Rav Huna, shashom mesham domim nishba shena b'shusa by chashin l'shem yotze. He has to take a shua anyway. Kev nishmalva shena b'shusa. So before we even get to the motor b'miktsas, just to establish the fact that the chavetz is gone, you have to begin with the malva, because he's the shomer who tainus it's lost. And before we allow any payment or anything, he has to swear any b'shusim. So why do you take the shvua away from the lova and swing that to the malva? Very simple. Shaka v'taya the Gemara. Heichem otzim apikla. So the Gemara is assuming here, l'chora, that Shuas Rav Huna was already known in the time of the Mishnah. If it's at the corner of Rav Huna, there's no makom whatsoever to do it. But the Gemara is also assuming that this, when it says Yishavim, the Malva swears, that's because it's a hipuch of the Motor B'mitzach. So the Gemara says, why do I have to do that? Just that the Malva is going to swear anyway. So, and the Gemara doesn't say where it all knew that Rav Huna is coming along with a shua at least min haMishnah, certainly maybe min haTorah. What are we talking about? of a rab, sheish edim shenisra. We know it's not around. Ah. So there's no mokum for the hashlo ishtabe, sharei hevi edim. Okay. Yehoche mecha maisalos. So where's he bringing it from? Elam Rav Yosef. Sheish edim shenignifa. So he doesn't have to swear. Rav Huna. So sof mehechim maisalos. The Torah Maisla, he found him. Hachi mishtaba mal v'nam elituach lova v'leisi. The mal bishlam mal v'yada man kaya v'huna who was in and out of his house who can steal. Maisla elova v'yada man ayav v'nov v'beis the mal. So the Gemara has a problem. The Mishnah should have mentioned Shuas Rav Huna and didn't mention Rav Huna. Now, Yochim Erechim Eis. So the Gemara could have said, but the Gemara didn't say, Rav Huna is from Amaroya. The Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara continues. By Omagzeri Shem Yitum V'yoma Lo Acher Shvua Motzasiya. I found it after the Shvua. Oh, Shem Zen Nishba V'Zen Nishba. Zen Nishba Shena B'Shuso V'Zen Nishba Maho Yoshoveh. They both swear. The Malva swears at Saino Bishusa. Okay, and the Lova swears how much it was worth. The Hochikama, mean Nishbatchila. Malva Nishbatchila, Shema Yishava Seva Hotel was Picot. Okay. Now, wait 1 second. So, now at this point of the Gemara, the Gemara now has found Shuas Rav Huna in the Mishnah. But the Gemara is assuming, the Gemara now puts into the Mishnah. There are two Shuas. The Lova is a Motor B'Mitzas, and the Malvis where Shuas Rav Huna. Now the quit, which one of the two goes first? That means the Gemara was very happy that the Lova should go first. As a motor b'mitzvahs. Now, in terms of nemonos of the shavius, he's nemon of the shavius. So, but he is a motor b'mitzvahs. So here you get into very interesting, according to Reb Chaim, that the lova has nemonos on how much it's worth. But that so he's nemon how much it's worth. But still, even that nemonis is not enough to pater him from a shua motor b'mitzvahs. Okay, malv nishbatchila shem b'otzeh halas pikat. Rav Huna bar tachliv mishmei the rova. Reish the sefer chuv to the Rav Huna. The reish of the sefer is against Rav Huna. Sela hilvisani olaf. Shtayim o yoshava. Omer elik seva hilvisicha. The Malva says it was worth two. Let's see. The Reishit is safe, I mean, to the Rav Huna. The Reishit to his Malva, safer to his Lova. Reishit is safer to any potter, mit to his Lova. What does it say? Sela hilvisani olav, shtayim ha-yeshofen. V'alo omen. Lo, kela sela hilvisich olav, sela ha-yeshofen. Potu. Why? Because it's kof ha-kol. Yisil Rav Huna, migo d'mishtaba, mal v'shena b'shuso. Shtabin Nami al Gilgushua Kamo Yoshofer. So, what does the Gemara say? Okay. If there is the Malvin is going to swear under all circumstances, so the Lovah is going to be Magalgal on him how much it was worth. So it's potter. Amravashi, Amritul Shemat Kamed Rav Kahano, Amali, Kehba Mamino. What does that mean? Hodiktoni Potter, but Mamino, Lova Lamalva Shaina Bishusa. He believes it. Okay, Umayishna Lova. Marvelovic. Okay. Nemi Lovila Marvel Nami Baho Kamoya Shova. O Kimli Bagave. Nemi Marvel Lova the Kimli Bagave. Lo Mamila. Umayishna Lova the Mamila Marvel, Mayishna Marvel the Lo Mamila Lova. Lova Makayim Bin Bilva, Tumasi Sharm Tan, Marvel Makayim Bilva, the soul of Bogdan Yishtim. Okay. Mashna says Rashi, no katana milts bechihot. Love and bechayim and milva. Mikra is that tumas yisharam tanchin. Im lo shodim nem of the yosha hu loyim ma'ashin also min hashamayim. Shinema tumas yisharam tanchin. He must be an honest person, otherwise HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have given so much money. So, this is a Gemara I never understood. I know a lot of dishonest rich people. Okay, now. So, what is the Gemara is assuming somehow that Rav Huna's Shua is a Shua that the Mishnah was aware of and would have used. And that's why always shown in Pei Elchotze it's been Kitas Chayfetz. That's the assumption in the Mishnah. That's the assumption in the Gemara. Now, comes along the Tumim and says, that's very fine. But where in the world, what enabled the Gemara to make such an assumption? We have lists of Shuas HaMishnah, lists of Shuas HaTorah. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It does not record it anywhere. And you can't say, according to the Maskona of the Gemara, so what do you say? You can say that when the Gemara begins asking on Rav Huna, and the Gemara says, where's it going on? So the Gemara says, it's Eitz Malva, it's talking about Shuas Rav Huna. That could be. So Gemara knew it, and the Gemara interprets the Mishnah to say that. Now, if so, so that means, and the Gemara then says, if that is true, then the whole Mishnah doesn't work. And the Gemara says, then we have to interpret the Mishnah Bamino. Okay. Now, comes along the Bais Yosef and says, very simple thing. This whole Shvua here that we're talking about is a Shvua D'Rabbanan. Shuimna Mishnah. Rav Huna found it in the Mishnah here. There's one plain Shua D'Rabbanan. That is what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef says more than that. The Beis Yosef says that this is the Shitas of Rambam as well. Or he's adapting the Rambam Shittas to this. And therefore, Mi Nishbatchila says what? That only in Dvarim She'enem Matsuyim. If it is Shuas Rav Huna, the Rambam's Shita of Shuas Rav Huna is quite clear, and it's Milsa the Mastabra. And if this Shua here is Shuas Rav Huna, okay, so the whole thing, Malva Mash, is only dealing in such a case. And the Shua is only dropped on him. Bais Yosef goes through the sugya very smoothly, very cleanly. And if he is interpreting it within the Shittas of Rambam, it's very smooth. The problem is two. And that's where the people felt it's difficult within the Shittas of Rambam. So, to read this Gemara with the Bais Yosef, the Psak and Shulchan Aruch, is very smooth. Unfortunately, Lashon HaRambam may not be able to sustain it. And that's what bothered the Urim V'Tumim. And that's what bothered Reb Chaim. And that's what bothered the Ritva Yeshanim. The Rambam does it. The Rambam in Shaila Pikot mentions the difference between Dvarim Matsuyim and Dvarim She'enem Matsuyim. The Rambam in Malva Lova doesn't mention such a difference. He should have spelled it out like Shulchan Aruch spells it out. Number one. Number two. The Rambam should have said it's a Shua Tekon in Malva Lova. He should have said exactly what he said in Shalat Pikodin. That Tavar Chacham says Shuas Hashomer. Shuas Hashomer sort of would indicate it's a device. Those are the problems that confronted the Urim V'Tumim in dealing with the Rambam. The Mechaber's Mahalach is very, very clear. But to put it into the Rambam, they found it difficult in the Lashon of the Rambam. Now, the Urim V'Tumim says, now, the question is as follows. Amar Rav Huna, Mashbin also Shur Shana B'Shusa, my time Chashin Shamanim Nosimba. If we're talking Omar Harani Mashal, if according to the Rashi, Kvash Shilem, paid already, according to the Rashi, he paid already. And the Rosh says it even in the Rif. He paid. It happened even if he paid. So then, if he paid already, so he paid, and the Rosh gets into a problem, the Bach gets into a problem. He says, he paid, is not a shomer anymore. By accepting payment, I said, you're potter from your chiyuv shmira. One of the chiyuv shmira you're potter from is a shvua. It's not a shvua, it's a shomer. Oh, it's a separate takana of takana shavuna. Then the Rambam is even more difficult. The Rambam says, shvua, it's a shomer. Not a shomer. Separate aloch. And from the very fact that they're asking, was he mochel the shvua? He wasn't mochel the shvua. What is implicit in that question? The Rishonim and Achronim are asking. They assume whether it's a shvua derais or shvua derabon, it's still a shvua sashama, uveinu b'shus. Mochel, I'm mochel fine. I'm mochel all the chiyuv shmir, but this is a separate halacha entirely. Everyone said, We hit him with a shvua. No, it's either shvua hashomer deraisa, shvua hashomer derabbana, but it's part of the shvua hashomer. So, what is the issue? By paying, did he relieve him from his all of his chiyuvei shmirah or not? Question is, and this is something that's going to begin hounding us. What are his chiyuvei shmirah? This is chiyuvei shmirah. I owe you one of three things. I gave you one of three things. So Chaim came up with an idea, and he's very bothered by all sorts of issues, as he told you. And first of all, he accepts the hanocha of the Rav Vatuim. If he hasn't paid yet, so then it's a derais. If he has paid, it's a drabbana. And drabbana is shvuas hamishnah. Okay. Now, so what is the takanas chachamim? Because if you take a look at the Rambam, what does he say? He says, "In malv in shalei pikadon." So Chaim was very bothered by what's his takonos chachamim, and he takes for granted that when I say harani mashalim, it's paid up already. Okay, and he says here in Malvelov, it's not paid up yet. One's a derisa, one's a drabbana. So he asks, if one is a derisa and one is a drabbana, he's very bothered. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The answer is, if there is a drabbana, so this, he hasn't paid. In Malvalova, he hasn't paid. Since he hasn't paid, so there's no mokum for sure. So if he hasn't paid, it's a shua deraisa. And so what's the Gemara ask? And the Gemara is talking about chayav apot on this level of shua deraisa. That's what we're asking about. It's a bother. Put it said simply, in a chanani. So what the Gemara say? Valo amelo kisel d'fanev shizeh chayiv d'shu gabelo amel rabban l'shtab amalv shemishov azeh. So the question: who swears first? From Isa the rabban who came to l'shtab amalv v'shena b'shusa. How's he pull it out? The Rashi said, "How's the Mishnah?" Lo says. So the question is. The answer is, in a chanami, there's both. In this case, he hasn't paid. So there's going to be a shvus hashomrim by the malva. Once a shvus hashomrim by the malva, so a shvus derives by the malva, who needs Rav Huna? So bother Rav Chaim, who needs Rav Huna? Who needs Rav Huna? Right? Rav Huna is superfluous. The malva, nothing's been paid yet. So then it is, so the Malav is obviously going to take a Shu'a Daraisa. And Ifrav Huna, what Ifrav Huna? Ifrav Huna. Who has to come out to Rav Huna? Nothing been paid. That's what bothered Rav Chaim. Big problem. So the answer is, so Rav Chaim gives his answer. Slightly complex answer on using the Shach, using the assumption that the Rambam holds like Tosus. Okay. My suggestion was a much simpler suggestion. But it's based on one chiluk. Then when I say Harani Mishalim, it's not paid yet. And therefore, Harani Mishalim, it's not paid. So therefore, the Shu'a is a deraisa. You force a deraisa. Forcing a deraisa. Okay. I force a deraisa. So the Gemara says, if so the Gemara had a problem, does that solve it here? And he says, so you force a deraisa. It hasn't been paid. So again, you run into the same problem. That was the suggestion I made. So what's the Gemara asking? There's going to be the Malva has to swear because nothing's been paid. So if all of I swear at the right, so nothing's been paid, so the Malva has to swear anyway. So that's why Reb Chaim didn't opt for this option. So the suggestion I gave, unless we come up with some solution here, it just doesn't work. Very interesting suggestion, but in the Shach Levatar of the Gemara, I have a problem. Vim Is the Rav Huna gave the Mishpah of a Malva Shani Beshusa. What do you mean? He has to swear any Beshusa. Because nothing's been paid. And we have to know what happened to the Pikotin. Is the Pikotin intact? The Pikotin's not intact. When you haven't paid yet, the Pikotin's intact. Comes Reb Chaim and says, wait a second. But so Reb Chaim says, so what's the Gemara's Kash? Gemara's Kash is Einachanami. Where is this? And Reb Chaim says, no, the Gemara at this point says maybe Rav Huna is a deraisa. The question is, how do you get over this part of the Shach Levatar Gemara? Either the same problem Chaim faced with it, I faced with it, and I'm not sure. I have a number of different mahalchim, but then we end up back, we're stuck. We can go to the Beis Yosef. And the biggest problem, either in my mahalach or Reb Chaim's mahalach, is what to deal with this kasha of the Gemara. Okay, now. Rav Asher amar zanishba v'zenishba. So then Rav Asher says, Zenishba Shaina Bashusa. Comes along Rav Asher and says, No. Zenishba Shaina Bashusa. Now, Zenishba Shaina Bashusa. Is that a deraisa drabbana? Zenishba Shaina Bashusa. If it's a deraisa. So we understand. So when we get to Rav Ashi, then I understand. So, but if the problem is not so much with Rav Ashi, the problem is in the Gemara's Kasha. what is bothering the Gemara? And in Isa, the Rav Huna, can the Shvab and Malvish and Bishusa? He asks us where in Bishusa. Aye, so you say, so then you have to go on the assumption that the whole Shua here is a Shua Drabona. What's Kasha is a very serious problem. Once I get to Ravashi, everything's smooth, everything's fine. In both Malachim. That's the one point I still don't have either in my Mahalach or in Reb Chaim's Mahalach. Now, Mitz Hashem, Hashem Yoreini B'mor Toros. Now, we get one final thing the Ramban raises. It's a point. Halach of Gilgal Shvuah. Halacha Gilgal Shvuah will do it partially. What is it? It's learned out from V'omer Isha Omen Omen. V'omer Isha Omen Omen. The Baal is Mashbia the Isha on Shvuah Sota, that she was not Mezana Tachtov. Where it says, what is Omen Omen? She's Makabal Shvuah. Omen Alzeh. You get Mangalba, maybe you're Mazana this time, maybe Mazana this way, maybe Mazana that way, maybe Mazana this way, all sorts of. Now, in the Ikishua of the Sota, so he has Raglaim Udoh as a basis. It was Kinoi. He warned her in front of Tuwaitim not to be with this person. She was Stira. She was over the Issa Yichud with this person. She was Raglayim Adoha. So he gives her a shvuah. But all the other things are fantasies that he throws up. Just fantasies that he throws up. So, from here the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Kof Ches learned that you can be Magagal in any fantasy you want. I can say, take a Shvuah, you're not my evidentiary. Why? It's not why you take a Shvuah, you're not my evidentiary. That basis? No basis. Okay, so, now, this creates a very serious problem. A whole lot of concept of Gilgal creates. Which Shvuah so far. The person says, I'll pay, and I don't want to be bothered by all the shuas. So you say, too bad. Shuas Rav Huna, wait a second. Then you can be a gal v'shalo p'shayti b'shalo shalachti b'yad, and everything. So what's the point? He's going to swear anyway. That's why the Moshe Rabbi Yosef, the Ramban quotes, says it's a brand new type of Shua, and it's a brand new type of Shua, the Nogel Gula, outside of the case itself. Well, maybe I don't want to swear Shua Satora. I don't want to, because I'm afraid, you know, you're going to gargle on me a million different things. You know, I've had all sorts of business dealings with you, and you've been trying to trap me into a shvuah, and I've stayed away from it. Now, I have shvuas hashamrim, and you're going to drop on me all of our business dealings we've had, which I've been avoiding a shvuah. So I'll pay, get rid of it. But what have you achieved? Question is, what's motivating this person to pay and not swear? What's motivating him? Once you know what's motivating him, after Rav Huna, does he achieve anything? And the answer is, what does he achieve? He's a Magalgal anyway. So this Moshe Rabbi Yosef says, apparently, you can't be a Magalgal, otherwise, this whole beginning of the parable doesn't work. Now, Chazal Ramban says, why shouldn't be able to Magavel? The answer is very, very simple. It is not a normal shvuah. Question is, the Ktzos Tumim want to deduce from here, from Shvuas Rav Huna, that there's a Tzvias Momen here, the difference between the object and the value of the object. That's considered Momen. So Moshe Bruch, who said? Maybe just the opposite. It's not a Tzvias Momen, it's Stam Shvuas Bitui. And Stam Shvuas Bitui, there's no Gilgal Shvuah, it's only Shvuas Adayonim. Now, for him to say that, it's not a regular Shvuas Adayonim, because that thing is, then you'd have to drop Nikitas Chayfas, and the whole sugya wouldn't work. So, that's what bothered Ramban. Ramban said it's a Chiddush. Ella, the only way you can defend Rav Moshe Ben Yosef is a different mahalach. He agrees it is a Shvuas Adayonim. But it's always in best interest to minimize Shavuos. Shavuos is Dovah Choma. They'd rather have the person pay than swear. He's going to swear anyway. That's part of the Iker Takana of Shavuos Rav Huna, that you can't be Megalvel on. But otherwise, there's no motivation for a person to pay and not swear. Another option. But I understand what's bothering him. In the Ramban's world, so after you finish your Shavuos Rav Huna, the whole motivation for a person to pay and not swear is gone. So the smart says, I'll swear Shaina B'Shus. I don't want to say Shashalach Tebuyad. The question is as follows. Shalo Poshaitiba. He says, I saved those Shavuos. Because maybe I was Shalach Yad, and I'm not sure. Okay. So that's what the Sma suggests, to get out of this problem. There is a motive, there has to be some, you know, can't take away the person's entire motivation. Because Bez was injured, he's motivated not to swear. So you can't take away his motivation. That's what the Sma suggests. Okay. Comes the Ramban and says something else. Going to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, as follows. Let's say, now, here, he swears Eina Bishusi. And I say, okay, well, yesterday you borrowed 100 shekel from me, the day before, 10,000 shekel. Until now, you've been a kofar kol. Now I can chap you in a shul. And I say, well, what did I get myself into? And he says, so, I have to pay everything. He says, Shemoma mishalem anichosh, v'moma Nishbani, Vroshima Gagal, we show a gimel shoes, Hosvam of a shalom money, Nami Hoshish, Vakolin Yenechon. Vroom Hoshin or Shemain of Nossam, Yossi Pote, who came in Shirots Lashan, and Khan Zechod in Gilgo Shua Sacheras. Vains and Das for Ben Agol, Kamoshi Kotsam, a Sachta Shuas. But here, what happens is a very, very the whole idea of Gilgal is by according to the Ramban, according to the Rish Halacha, we end up as a very weird thing. The one I'm a shomer, even if I'm willing to pay, and you can be Magalgal and Shavuos Rav Huna. So the moment a person becomes a shomer and he is not returning the object, he's opening himself up to unbelievable blackmail. Why? because a person comes in with every tie in the world and then be magalgal him everything he wants, force him to swear on everything he wants. Okay. And there's no way out. Let's just read the Ramban and sign. So the Ramban is saying a very simple thing. Because, he says, if a person begins, what's he do with the Yerushalmi? He says like this. If a person begins and says, I'll pay, so then there's no Gilgul. But if a person says as follows, I'll swear, and then he sees they're beginning to Magalgal, and then he says, okay, I'll pay. So say you hit with a vulnerable Magalgal anyway. And Magalgal anyway, you pay all of them nothing. Okay. So that means if I have only Shavuos Rav Huna, there's no Gilgul. But if I have Shavuos Rav Huna, because I didn't want to get out of the Gilgul, then he has to pay everything or nothing. Because otherwise, this seems to be what the Ramban says. Otherwise, there's no point to the whole... Otherwise, you take away a person's motivation b'chol for paying and not swearing. That's the pashas what the Ramban is saying. Why? Av pishadov near sheina b'shus. Il molav gugulim ha'yin nishba gim ha'shus. Mashmi also shuish sheina b'shus. U'magagmav alem shechoshin l'gugulim. U'kol shkein d'bol ha'shalim af ha'gugulim sheina rotsa li shavu ala nimtsa sheina yochel li pota atzma b'shuasa. Okay. V'yeh shvifon, shomom ha'shal amani choshim. V'yomom ha'nami nishbani v'roshim ha'gol g'onor v'lishavash g'im v'shachot v'om ha'shal amani. Nami choshim. V'akol inyan echor. Choshim lo shem ha'ein av nosam bo. Rav Yossi po. Okay. This basically finishes off the sugyas we've had about haknos ha'keifon. There's one sugya left. And that is really, and that's, I said, I just wanted to finish this off today. And Ahu Gavra de Ifki Kipi. What's the story? There were bracelets on the Zomim, nose rings, whatever, there was jewelry. Omele Havli Kipi, give me the Kipi. Omele Loyodana, hey, I don't know where I put it. Otsu Kamidor of Nachman. Omele Kolo Yodana Pshusu. You don't know where you put it, that's a Pshu, you have to Zilshlem. Lo shalom. The person didn't pay. Other of Nachman, Igve the Pande. He foreclosed on a certain piece of property of his. And this, so Fishtachach keeper, he found the keeper. Ve'eka, Omer of Nachman. Hadri keepi lo marayhu. We give the keepi back to the owner. And we give the property back to the owner. Omer Rava. We give everything back. But in Benatayim, the value of this jewelry went up. So Amar Rava, have a Yatzvini Kamei to Rav Nachman, we're parking sitting in front of Rav Nachman at the time, and we're learning Amavkin. He paid. He says Rashi. Kadoni Masing, the Kadoni Kfeil, Vahanami Shilim, the nickname Rav Chadik. This is Shvach Habome Almo. So you should have acquired the additional value in this, on this jewelry. Lohad, Shabbat, Lohad, my time. Hotsam Lovitrucha Ben Dinim. Here, they didn't remember the Sora of Nachman, the Shuma Hoda. Now we get into another issue. Let's say I have a debt. And I borrowed 100,000 shekel. Comes out to pay, I don't have the money. So Bezdin forecloses on my property and collects it. And then, afterwards, I find the property. I get money. I said, listen, I'll pay you back. I want my property back. Once the foreclosed, it's foreclosed, so I can get my property back. That's Shuma Hoda. The Meimer, the Sover of Nachman Shuma Hoda, Shani Hotsum, the Shuma Betolus Hava. Now, what the Shuma Betolus Hava is machlokes between Rashi, Rabbi Nachanan on the one hand, Ramban and the Rambam on the other hand, that you'll take a look at Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, and that goes to the heart of the understanding what the Chiyuv of a Shomer is all about. And then we get into the side sugya of Shuma Hoda, or, yeah, okay.